Today, we'd like to study the title of Saul's death in the 1 Chronicles chapter 10, verses 1 to 14. To online worthy people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 4, then Saul said to his armor bearer, "Draw your sword and thrust me through with it, lest these uncircumcised men come and abuse me." But his armor bearer would not, for he was greatly afraid. Therefore Saul took a sword and fell on it. What is the biblical view about suicide? Question 2. In verse 12, all the valiant men arose and took the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons, and they brought them to Jabesh and buried their bones under the tamarisk tree at Jabesh, and fasted 7 days. What can we see from the conduct of all the valiant men, and what is the biblical view of cremation? Last question 3 in verse 13. So Saul died for his unfaithfulness, which he had committed against the Lord, because he did not keep the word of the Lord, and also because he consulted a medium for guidance. In particular, what are Saul's unfaithfulness, and ultimately, what is it? In the book of Chronicles, the kings of Judah from Adam were recorded, excluding the kings of Israel, which were recorded in the books of Kings with the kings of Judah. In the book of the 1 Chronicles, chapters 1 through 9 covers the genealogies from Adam to David. In the last chapter 9, from verses 35 up to 44, the genealogy of Saul, the first king of Israel, was recorded. So, after the death of Solomon, Israel was divided. Northern kingdom called as Israel, southern kingdom called as Judah. So, northern kingdom of Israel's kings were recorded in the books of Kings. So in the books of Kings also recorded the kings of Judah, southern nation. So, but Chronicles only records the kings of Judah, excluded the northern kingdom's kings. This chapter 10 begins with Saul's death. Verse 1, now the Philistines fought against Israel. This is Israel, meaning united Israel, you know, before Solomon's death. After Solomon's death, Israel was divided against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines and fell slain on Mount Gilboa. Mount Gilboa was the southeast bounds of Megiddo Valley, so part of Megiddo Valley. Then the Philistines followed hard after Saul and his sons, and the Philistines killed Jonathan, Abinadab, and Malchishua, Saul's son. So three sons were killed by Philistine. 1 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 39, Saul had four sons, but last son, Ashbel, did not participate in this war. Verse 3, the battle became fierce against Saul. The archers hit him, so more than two archers, so more than one, the archers plural hit him, and he was wounded by the archers. So Saul must have more than one arrow on his body. So he was wounded probably he was not able to walk by himself. Then Saul said to his armor bearer or his assistant, "Draw your sword and thrust me through with it," simply meaning kill me with this sword, "lest these uncircumcised men or Philistines, non-Jews, come and abuse me, so they might give a hard time upon Saul, so abuse me, so maybe a skin off kind of thing, mayhem him, might Philistine mayhem him." But his armor bearer, his assistant, would not, for he was greatly afraid, because Saul is a king. Therefore Saul took a sword and fell on it. Simply, Saul committed suicide. So suicide that happened, 1 Samuel chapter 31, verse 4, also recorded Saul's suicide too. Therefore Saul took a sword and fell on it. So suicide is not recommendable from the view of the Bible. So usually suicide occurs a danger of immediate death, like Saul. Also a danger of a coma, a danger of a serious depression, and so on. How about even to Christians? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, 17 says, "Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that Spirit of God dwells in you?" So all Christians, the body is the temple of God, because the Holy Spirit dwells in your body. If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. So your body is holy because the Spirit dwells in you. So therefore, it's not recommendable suicide. Also, one example, Judas Iscariot, Matthew chapter 27, verse 5. So Judas Iscariot also here hanged himself. So Judas Iscariot, he hanged himself. So Judas Iscariot also committed suicide. Matthew chapter 26, verse 24, Jesus said, "The Son of Man indeed goes just as it is written of him, but woe or so bad to that man, Judas Iscariot, by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had not been born." So Jesus indicates that. So suicide is not recommendable, the view of the Bible. But next question, the commissioner, a person who committed a suicide, that commissioner is unsaved, a suicide is an unpardoned sin or unforgiven sin. Bible said unpardoned sins in two kinds of things. One is unbelief, John chapter 3 verse 18, "He who believes in him is not condemned. But he who does not believe, unbelief, is condemned already." So, is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So, unbelief status is forgiven. Therefore, so you should fully repent your unbelief, then you should believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, Savior. Next question, blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. That is Matthew chapter 12, verse 31. Therefore Jesus said, "I say to you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven man, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven." So this case of Pharisees called Jesus a healing worker, worked by the Holy Spirit rather than by the devil. You know, that is that's why, you know, Jesus told them, so the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. So two kinds of unpardoned sin, unbelief, and blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. So suicide is not state death. Savior is the Lord, not human beings, not any human beings. And we don't know what heart status of the commissioner was at the time of a suicide, such as unbelief, blasphemy against the Spirit, obviously not saved, but severe depression or any other mental illness, which is far from the faith for personal salvation. Salvation is a personal salvation, not group. So we don't know at the time of a suicide, his heart or her heart status. John chapter 21, verse 21-22, Peter seeing John the apostle said to Jesus, "But Lord, what about this man? What about this man?" Meaning John apostle. Jesus said to him, "If I would that he remain, John apostle remain until I come, what is that you?" So it doesn't matter with you. You follow me. You just follow me. So salvation is personal. So we don't know the commissioner whether saved or not. Also, suicide. We cannot say suicide is an unpardoned sin. Therefore, we can't say the commissioner wasn't saved or the suicide was an unpardoned sin in the biblical view. Verse 5, and when his armor bearer, his assistant, Saul's assistant, saw that Saul was dead, he also fell on his sword and died. He committed suicide too. So Saul and his three sons died. One son was alive, so not here. All his house died together. And when all the men of Israel who were in the valley, this valley is might be Megiddo Valley, saw that they had fled and that Saul and his sons were dead, they forsook their cities. So Israelites forsook their cities and fled, and the Philistines came and dwelt in them. So it happened the next day when Philistines came to strip the slain. So he really abused the dead body, and they found Saul and his sons fallen on Mount Gilboa, and they stripped him. So they abused him, Saul, took his head and his armor, and sent word throughout the land of the Philistines to proclaim the news in the temple of their idols and among the people. So Saul's head like a victory trophy. So Philistines abused Saul and Saul's sons to royal family too. Then they put his armor in the temple of their gods and fastened his head in the temple of Dagon. Dagon, a prosperity national god of Philistines. Captivity usually is humiliated for their pleasure. So one example, Judges chapter 16, verse 22-25, in the Samson case, here indicate, now the lords of the Philistines or the leaders of the Philistines gathered together to offer a great sacrifice to Dagon, their god, their national god, and to rejoice. And they said, "Our God has delivered into our hands Samson, our enemy." When the people saw him, they praised their god, for they said, "Our God has delivered into our hands our enemy, the destroyer of our land, and the one who multiplied our death." So it happened when their hearts were merry and joyful, and they said, "Call for Samson, that he may perform for us, he may play for us." So here we see, you know, captives humiliated for their pleasure. So they called for Samson from the prison, and he performed for them. and they stationed him between the pillars. So here we see that Baal is the pagan god Dagon, powerless before our God. The 1 Samuel chapter 5, verse 4. When they arose early the next morning, there was a Dagon fallen on its face to the ground before the Ark of the Lord. The Ark of the Lord is the symbol to the presence of God. The head of Dagon and both the palms of its hands were broken off on the threshold. Only Dagon's torso, only the top body torso was left of it. So we see in Paulus. Verse 12, all the valiant men, all the courageous men, all the brave men arose and took the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons, basically dead bodies, and they brought them to Jabesh and buried their bones under tamarisk tree at Jabesh and fasted 7 days. Here, all the valiant men arose and took, buried, fasted 7 days. We see their conduct. They highly respected the ones anointed by God, royal family. Basically, they highly respected the anointed God's royal family. Like David, 1 Samuel chapter 24, verse 4 to 6. Then the men of David said to him, "This is the day of which the Lord said to you, 'Behold, look, I will deliver your enemy into your hand.'" Because David follows the heat in the cave, but followed by Saul without knowing. "You may do to him as it seemed good to you." And David arose secretly, cut off a corner of Saul's robe. Now it happened afterwards that David's heart troubled him because he had cut Saul's robe, Saul, anointed by God as the king. And he said to his men, his followers, "The Lord forbid that I should do this thing to my master, the Lord's anointed, to stretch out my hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord." So here we see David's heart to highly respecting anointed one. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12 and 13 too. "And we urge you, we encourage you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you." So spiritual laborers and are over you in the Lord and admonished you to esteem them very highly. Esteem them very highly, which meaning you should respect them highly, spiritual laborers, in love for their works, spiritual laborers' works sake. Be at peace among yourselves. So here we see their conduct. There is a high respect to royal family, anointed by God, the soul, and the soul's children. Then also number two here, so we can see cremation, because they took a body, but they buried only bone. So body part was gone away. So this is, we can see cremation. How about the biblical view about cremation? So cremation, physical death means is the separation between soul and spirit and physical body. The body becomes dust to the earth. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1 said, "For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, our physical body will destroy. We have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." So our body is destroyed. We immediately into the mansion. Mansion is made by heaven. Or by rapture, so when we meet the Lord Jesus Christ, new body made by heaven in eternal, not by earth. So that is basically talking about Genesis chapter 3, verse 19. Also, in the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the ground. So here, you return to the earth ultimately, for out of it you were taken. Because you were taken, simply you were made, you know, out of the earth. For dust you are, and to dust you shall return. So you shall return to dust. So that's why, anyway, the process from the body to dust takes time, either by burial through microorganism which eat the flesh for 20 to 30 years. So burial in process is microorganisms such as bacteria, virus, fungus, or a worm, you know, to eat in the flesh. So bottom, you know, becomes dust. So, or by cremation through burning flesh for 1 hour to 2 hours. So only the difference of time matter. One is 20 years, 3 years by burial, but the other one is 1 hour to 2 hours by burning your flesh. That's called cremation. So either has no problem from the biblical view. Verse 13, so Saul died for his unfaithfulness. Here, because of unfaithfulness which he had committed against the Lord, because he did not keep the word of the Lord, and also because he consulted a medium for guidance. First question, in particular, you know, what kind of unfaithfulness? So King Saul did the role of a priest. That is the first one, 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 9 and 13. So Saul said, bring a burnt offering and peace offerings here to me. And he offered, Saul offered the burnt offering. So God only assigned a priest to offer burnt offering in the Old Testament time. Verse 13, and Samuel said to Saul, you have done foolishly. You have not kept the commandment of the Lord. So king is assigned to rule Israel people, to judge Israel people according to his word. Your God, which he commanded you, for now the Lord would have established your kingdom of Israel forever. First, second one is Saul's not full obedience to the Lord. That is 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 3. Now go and attack Amalek, God said, and utterly destroy all they have. Do not spare them, but kill both man and woman, infant, nursing child, ox, sheep, camel, donkey. Verse 9, but Saul and the people spared Agag, person, and the best of the sheep, the oxen, the fatlings, the lambs, and all that was good, and were unwilling to utterly destroy them. Here's the partial obedience or partial disobedience, because God wants the full obedience. But everything despised and worthless, and dead utterly destroyed. Verse 22, so Samuel said, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, look, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, rebellion, and stubbornness is as iniquity or sin and idolatry. Stubbornness is idolatry. Idolatry actually worship for self. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he also has rejected you from being king. So God, you know, so now is dethroned to king. So also, Saul inquired a witch for guidance. Witch for guidance. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 31. Give no regard to mediums and familiar spirits. Do not seek after them to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. God specifically tells, do not seek guidance from witches, mediums, familiar spirits. 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 7. Then Saul said to his servant, find me a woman who is a medium. Medium meaning mediator, you know, evil spirit mediator between man and spirit, that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servant said to him, in fact, there is a woman who is a medium at Endor. So here. Therefore, Saul did not keep the word of the Lord, which is disobedience to the word of God. You know, ultimate disobedience to the word of God. Then 14, but he did not inquire of the Lord, but rather than over medium. Therefore, he killed him. Here, he killed him. Actually, Saul committed suicide, but God said he killed him, which meaning he allowed him to die. So Matthew chapter 10, verse 29 said, are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin? And not one of them falls to the ground apart from your father's will. So because even one sparrow falls on the ground, God allows that sparrow which fell down on ground. But if God does not allow, that sparrow would not have fallen down on the ground. It doesn't mean. So God allowed it to happen. Also, we should know God never violated free will. So Genesis chapter 3, verse 6, we know that God, you know, just said, you may eat any fruit except the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But they eat. To Adam, Eve, exercise their own free will to eat it. So Genesis chapter 3, verse 6. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave it to her husband with her, and he ate. So God would, God did not violate the free will to Adam and Eve. Let's see each question and answer in verse 4. Then Saul said to his armor bearer, draw your sword and thrust me through with it, lest these uncircumcised men come and abuse me. But his armor bearer would not, for he was greatly afraid. Therefore Saul took a sword and fell on it. What is the biblical view about suicide? Suicide is not recommendable from the biblical view, but the commissioner is unsaved, or suicide is unpardonable sin, we cannot say. Because at the time over suicide, we don't know his or her status, heart over heart. So that's why. Question 2 in verse 12. All the valiant men arose and took the body of Saul and the body of his sons, and they brought them to Jabez and buried their bones under the tamarisk trees at Jabez and fasted 7 days. What can we see from the conduct of all the valiant men? So the brave man, you know, entered into enemy land, Philistine enemy area. So the conduct show they made high respect the anointed one, the King Saul. Saul anointed by God, so high respect. That's why they took the body and buried and fasted 7 days. Also, what is the biblical view of a cremation? Cremation is a biblical view, is would be no problem, because by burial is a fleshy the the eating time is 20 years, you know, up to 30 years by microorganism. But the cremation is flesh become dust, the 1 hour or 2 hour by burning flesh. So therefore, it would be no problem. Question 3, in verse 13, so Saul died for his unfaithfulness which he had committed against the Lord, because he did not keep the word of the Lord, and also because he consulted a medium for guidance. In particular, what are Saul's unfaithfulness, and ultimately, what is it? That's the last question. Okay, King Saul did the role of a priest to offer sacrifice. That is one. Number two, Saul did not full obedience, because God destroyed utterly, but Saul destroyed partially. Also, Saul inquired a witch for guidance. God said it's you shouldn't do so, but did so. Therefore, Saul did not keep the word of the Lord. So ultimately, we said he did not keep the word of the Lord, so which is disobedience to the word of the Lord. That's ultimately the unfaithfulness is the disobedience to the word of the Lord. Let's just sing song all together, last song, then we will conclude our Bible study.